yesterday. It was actually a good day for Jamie Carr and her partner Clayton Douglas, because Clayton is part owner of the greyhound that Campbell Rewilla trained to win yesterday at the Meadows, his first winner as a greyhound trainer.
Racing, Tigalong Jet Fair to begin. Mustering quickly was Joffa's Liberty going forward forcefully, and now Tigalong Jet whips up around their outside. Tried to take out Joffa's Liberty. A real jam. Fave got checked back to second last. Into the back forcefully, got to the lead from Chill Out Webby, Harold Bale, then Ish My Ruby. Tigalong Jet trying to get a go on. Ahead of Joffa's Liberty, exclusively mine, running the turn forcefully to the leader. Inside Chill Out Webby, banking on that run. Is it coming? They're clear of Harold Bale, forcefully in front, holding Chill Out Webby, forcefully won at a length. Beat Chill Out Webby.
Oh, what a great moment for Campbell Rewilla yesterday. And Campbell, congratulations. If you were actually riding forcefully yesterday, you couldn't have done a better job, because he expertly navigated the carnage on that first turn as well. What was the thrill like yesterday?
Yeah, if I was riding forcefully yesterday, I wouldn't be riding next week. He gave him the short back inside, but fair play to him. He done a terrific job, and he chased very hard. And it was a huge thrill. So great to be on the show this morning.
How nervous were you yesterday?
I can't even describe, honestly. I called my boss before the race, and I was shaking. I just there was so much adrenaline, and I take so much sort of pride and joy seeing him race and getting him there. And especially with the greyhounds, there's nothing you can do once you put him in the boxes. And I think that adds the adrenaline, because when you're riding and you're in a high pressure moment, you got something to concentrate on and focus. So you block it all out. But when you got the greyhounds, it's all up to them by that stage. it's a surreal feeling. And with it all happening yesterday and winning, it was just unbelievable.
Where did your connection and love of the greyhounds come from, and the desire to become a trainer?
Well, it obviously nothing really in the family suggests much about greyhounds, but it was just something that I love the dogs, and I've always grown up around dogs in the family, and I really sort of enjoyed watching the racing. And it was just similar to that's how the horse racing passion started, just watching the racing and getting to learn it more. And with the greyhounds, that's sort of what the case was. And the more I looked into it, the more I really started to enjoy it and wanting to learn more about it. And it just sort of snowballed from that direction. Tried to apply for a license, and it took a bit of time, but I'm glad I sort of kept pursuing it. And it wasn't a phase, it was something I really sort of got passionate on, and just wrapped at it. All got to this moment now.
Can you take any of what you know as a jockey and riding work and how horses are trained into the training of a greyhound?
You can take patience. I think definitely patience is probably key. One thing, I suppose, there's always another race, and just trying to find the right sort of races for them, I suppose. Just that it's a bit more of a trainer's job, I guess, as in placing them. But I found there's definitely a connection there with placing the greyhounds. And I suppose the simple rule of training horse races is keeping them healthy and feeding them well and working them. And you take them simple things to the greyhounds, and there's a connection there for sure.
Well, the sad thing about being a greyhound trainer is you've got no one else to blame. You can't even spray a jockey.
Yeah, no, there's, it's very easy to say they missed a kick, though, and that's the reason they didn't win.
did forcibly get a treat? I've seen a lot of vision of soft serve ice creams for greyhounds after they have a big win.
Yeah, there was no soft serve ice cream, but there was there was definitely plenty of a bit of honey in the feed last night, and plenty of pats. So. I know there's a few trainers that do the soft serve, but I'm a bit scared to go through Macca's, because I'm afraid I'll get one for myself.
do you see this something that you're keen to grow? Have you got the time to expand your kennel?
Oh, look, absolutely. I'd really love to grow on it. It's just probably the next 6 months is where I've really, I'd love to just have the two at the moment, and just keep learning and really trying to soak it all in. I mean, it's great. I got the winner yesterday. I've still got so much to learn and develop. And I think especially at the moment, I'm making plenty of harmless mistakes, but I just don't want to have that pressure, you know, training for too many people just yet, where I can really figure out what works and what doesn't. And I feel like I'm starting to get the hang of it now. But just, I'd love to sort of definitely grow in the sport, but it's just sort of got to get the proper setup. And like I said, when you're handling people's money, it's important that you're going to handle it right. And when that time comes where I can feel I can, you know, really, really make a profit for people and make it an enjoyable thing being in the game, that's when I'll start to do shares and sell dogs.
Well, speaking of those who you're training for, it's a bit of a racing crew you've got in the ownership. Is it Clayton and Jamie Carr involved, and Logan McGill? Who's in the team?
Yeah, we got Clayton, Jamie, Logan, Neil Brown from the stables. He's the rock of McGill Racing, a foreman, and Will Gordon. So it's a bit of a, yeah, we're all really good mates, and you know, the boys have always said, doesn't matter what dog it is, we'd just love to be some form of a part of it as soon as you sort of get up and going. So when Forcefully came around, they were really keen to sort of you know, get behind me. And yeah, look, it's been such good fun. I've probably been a pest to them. I'm giving my owners updates every couple of hours. They're like, well, just let us know when it's racing. they've been so supportive, and you know, it just gives that little bit of an interest. And I think it's so good to see just how much people sort of actually are really keen in the greyhounds, because it's such a wonderful industry and a sport, and you really get to see how much you know, the greyhounds are loved and taken care of once you put a bit of time into the sport. And look, it's been fantastic. I'm just so happy that I've really pursued, you know, getting to this point. And like I said, it's been amazing.
There's a fair few jockeys who love their greyhound race. You know, John McNeil and Harry Coffey and a few of the boys have got a syndicate as well. Have you said, well, how about supporting your fellow brother out and send a dog my way?
Yeah. Well, I can't say the amount of people that have been really keen to get involved. And I've sort of just said, you know, I just need a little bit more time just to, you know, be set up to. At the moment, I'm living in my own house, and I've got the two dogs sort of with a kennel out the back. That I'd love to, ideally, you know, sort of one day buy a proper farm and really set it up properly. But at the same time, I'd sort of, at the moment, it's a little bit more quality over quantity. I can't afford to have more than just you know, two or three. Which makes it manageable for, you know, riding track work 6 days a week and races. So, look, it's been really enjoyable. And when the time's right, I'd love to really expand. But for now, it's important. I put it this way, I'm still claiming four in the greyhound industry. So I've got to get more experience and a lot more, and, you know, learn a lot more. So it's important I keep listening, and hopefully that one day we can really expand. And I think especially with the horse racing industry, I'd love to see a lot of people not make that transition, but just make the, you know, put a little bit behind the ground industry, because it's a wonderful sport, and you know, it's such a thrill once you're involved.
Absolutely. And then today, the shoe's on the other foot. You've got to pay back Clayton and Logan, because you're riding horses for them at Mornington today, including Runaway Train. He's got a good chance.
Yeah, no, that's it. So I galloped with my Runaway Train beside it on Tuesday, and it went straight past me. So it looks to be in really good order. Obviously, first up over the 15, I think for a horse that has been racing over 2,000 plus, the 15 will suit it today. Should be a little bit of speed on it. It'll get back and hopefully just be able to cart up into the race at Mornington where they start pressing down the side. So I think if I'm a couple of lengths off the leaders straightening, I'll be a very good chance.
Well, are they good payers, or do you do the 50-50 split? How does it work when you're training for these guys and then you've got to ride for them as well?
Yeah, yeah, it's, I'll be definitely happy to pay them if things don't go right today, that's for sure.
Well done, Campbell. It's a great story. And it's good to see your passion and your love for the greyhounds as well. And it could be a new chapter. A dual licensed trainer of the greyhounds and the jockey of the thoroughbreds. Who knows? You might even one day upgrade to the bigger beasts, the thoroughbreds. Have you thought about that in the future?
Oh, look, I've got every door open at the moment, but at the moment it's important I just knuckle down with your race riding. And look, I mean, it's a few people sort of say it's a bit of a distraction having the dogs, but honestly, I just think it's probably the best thing for me, just sort of that outlet, which allows me to, the thrill yesterday gives me just automatically puts a smile on my day for the next 2 weeks. So, I mean, it's been amazing. And I'm riding the next 4 days straight, so I'll be pretty busy with the horses. But, yeah, look, it's something that obviously when the time's right, I don't really know what the answer is to that, if I'd be training horses or dogs or race riding or whatnot. But either way, I'm doing what I love if I was to do any of them. So it's important that you're doing that for a career.
Well done, mate. When do we see Forcefully next?
He'll be. I've got him in at Ballarat Wednesday next week. Little 5:45 meter race, grade five. So look, I would have loved to have taken him back to the Meadows, but he's just not. He's not rated in the right rating for the same race he was in yesterday. So hopefully we can get a bit of luck with the draw on Monday when the fields come out for Ballarat Wednesday, and fingers crossed we can go back to back.
We'll be following him. Good luck over the next couple of days in the saddle and then with Forcefully next week as well. Well done, Cam.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for having me on.
Good on you, mate. Campbell Rewilla.